First and foremost, I've got nothing to sell you on this call. I wanted to do a couple of different styles, and there's going to be a future time. And again, I'm going to take your feedback on this. I've got two different webinars in mind. One where it's going to be like this, where there's no sale at the end of it, nothing to sell, nothing to promote. And one where I want to do a crazy offer at the end. When you've got a diary booking website that turns lookers into bookers, it just means that your whole marketing and your whole world is so much easier, because then what you can do is you are confident that you can go onto social media, for example, or you can send out an email, or you could be in the shops and you just notice somebody is asking for accommodation and you can go, hey, I can help. Go visit my website. And you are confident that you can send someone to your website and it will turn a looker into a booker. On your website, you will have clickable buttons. Okay, so if you're, say we're on a desktop, it's super simple because you grab your mouse, you move your mouse to where it wants to go and you click on it, okay? When you're on your phone, you haven't got a clickable mouse, okay? If you're like me, you've got big fat thumbs from playing too much computer games when I was a kid. So on the mobile phone, if you've got really little buttons, you are making life so much harder for the user. The user experience is everything. So again, make sure that when you're designing your website and you've got the ability, make sure you've got bigger buttons for fatter thumbs like me. Okay, super simple. If you are going to work with somebody to design your website, make sure that they specialize solely in accommodation websites. This is a big thing that I see. I see it in the Facebook group. I see it in the hospitality community group. I just see it in forums. And people are saying, who did your website? And it's amazing the names that come back. For example, a family friend. The amount of times that I see a family friend because they were going to do it for cheap or for free. So when somebody comes to you and it's like a friend of a family member, or it's somebody down the pub who's next door neighbor does websites, trust me, if you use them and they're not specialists in accommodation websites, then you're just going to waste your time and your money. Trust and reviews are so important. And it's criminal to not have latest real-time reviews on your diary booking site. Now, when I say real reviews or real-time reviews, I'm not meaning copy and pasting a review that you had on Airbnb or your Facebook page or your Google and planting it on your website. People don't believe them. That now in 2022, there are some amazing tools that don't cost a lot of money where you can grab a link from your Airbnb, your booking.com, your Vrbo, your Facebook, your Google, and they can pull those reviews in real time onto your website. When you have an FAQ on your homepage, it is fantastic Google juice, but a lovely thing that people call SEO. We get so many people come to me, and we have lots and lots of calls every week from hosts. And one of the first things that they ask is, I want to get to number one on Google. I want to be at the top of Google. It's a really cool conversation to have. But I just say, like, one of the easiest ways to get your website more noticed by Google is in 2022 is by having a FAQ, a frequently asked question. So I'll repeat that again. So you've got your diary booking website. Let's just say it's marksimpson.com. You go to marksimpson.com, you go for all the things, and that trust factor is there. You know, you've got the trust and all that cool stuff up there, the reviews and whatnot. They hit book now, when it takes them to a totally different domain. And the problem with that is that when that happens, the trust factor goes. In a day and age of online piracy and, you know, scams, and it was really high in 2020, if you want to keep that trust factor there, you've got to make sure that your booking and the whole system is done on the same domain. So on-site booking. If a guest or a host or a future potential guest comes to your website, say that you're fully booked for whatever reason, then you can still bring in some form of revenue, still get the direct booking, and you can pass it and share it amongst the community. And that's my goal. Now, the reason why that is beneficial, number one, if you've got a future potential guest who's looking to do a direct booking, they land on your website, you know, you've got a very limited amount of availability. You know, there's only so many people that you can get heads on beds. But if you can keep the booking in your town, or if you can keep the booking in the direct booking world to stop them from going, it's not available, let me go back to Airbnb, and it keeps it as a direct booking, which is so important for everything that I want to achieve in this industry with my time being here.